Hello, this is Chef John from foodwishes.com with cream biscuits. That's right, we know you fantasized about putting out a big basket of freshly baked biscuits for your holiday meals. And we've got good news. Unlike most of your other fantasies, this one is very realistic, because not only is this one of America's greatest biscuit recipes, it's also by far the easiest. So check this out. If you can stir, you can make cream biscuits. All right, so step one here, we're going to get our dry ingredients together, which would be 2 cups of self-rising flour, which is just regular all-purpose flour with some salt and baking powder in it. But for reasons not understood yet by science, the pre-mixed self-rising flour seems to work better than mixing your own. But anyway, we'll go over that on the blog. We're also going to add a tablespoon of sugar. And yes, yes, bakers, we know sugar is technically a wet ingredient. Nobody cares. Okay, so we're going to toss in some sugar, and then we'll take our spatula, and we're just going to give this a brief mix before we add the last and most important ingredient, the cream. So unlike traditional biscuit recipes, there is no cutting in of the butter or fat into the flour first. And in this recipe, it's the butter fat in that cream that's going to allow us to skip that step, which is generally the part of a traditional biscuit recipe that people have the most trouble with. So just take your spatula and mix this up until basically almost all the flour disappears. We're talking like 96% of it. And what you're going to have is something that looks like this, which would be best described as a very wet, sticky dough. But don't worry, there's more manipulation coming up. So everything's going to get mixed perfectly. But at that point, I want you to turn that out onto a well-floured work surface, where we're going to use some very well-floured fingers to gather this together and push it and press it down into basically a rectangular shape. And by the way, one tool recommendation, you got to get one of these bench scrapers. It's really great for getting under the dough, for helping shape and cut. So if you don't have one of these, put it on your Christmas list. Of course, having said that, this stage of the production, you're mostly using your fingers. And then before we roll and cut these, we're going to do one optional trick that I really like. Once you get that padded out into a rectangle shape, we're going to take our bench scraper and use it to fold this into thirds. By the way, if it looks like there's too much flour, just brush some off. And then we'll fold over the other third. And for extra credit, you can tell me what classic pastry we're borrowing this technique from. Let me give you a hint. It's puff pastry. So while optional, I do recommend it. I think it improves the texture. And then as you saw, we're going to make sure our board is still well floured. And then we're going to put it down, flatten it out a little bit with our fingers. And then we'll switch to a rolling pin. And we want to roll this so it's about just over a half inch thick. I want to get 6 perfect 3-inch wide biscuits. So I'm going to use my 3-inch cutter. That was redundant. And I'm going to cut out 6 biscuits. And then I'm going to take those scraps, which really we shouldn't be calling scraps since we're going to use them for biscuits. But we're going to take that extra dough. We're going to wad it up, kind of press it into a disc. And we'll roll that out into the same thickness we just did. And I'm going to get 3 more out of that piece. And then if you have enough, which I did, I pressed together those last few pieces and made 1 more. And by the way, if you're worried about those second and third rollings and cuttings being tougher or in any way being less awesome biscuits, forget about it. These come out just as good. I can't explain it. It's just part of the marvelous mystery that is the cream biscuit. So I do prefer this method than just rolling it out thinner so you can get more cuts the first time. So that's the system I use, and I'll talk about more of that on the blog post. And once those are cut, we're going to go ahead and put those on a foil-lined baking sheet. I didn't grease it. I don't think you have to. And by the way, at this point, you should probably preheat your oven to 500. These are going to go in a very hot oven. And then while you're waiting for your oven to heat up, we have one last and critical step. We're going to go ahead and brush the tops generously with melted butter, real butter. If you use margarine, we're going to have to stop being friends. So we're going to go ahead and brush those tops lovingly with melted butter. And when they're coated and your oven is hot, we're going to go ahead and pop those in the center of a 500 degree oven. And we're going to bake those for about 10 to 12 minutes or until they look like this. But do not stand around admiring them yet. We have one more very important step. While they're still very hot right out of the oven, we're going to give them one more brushing with butter, which as you can see is going to soak right in, leaving no evidence. So our guests will have no idea. Sorry, I usually edit out the evil laughs. So we're going to brush those again while they're hot with butter. And then, and only then, are your cream biscuits officially done. And at this point, I really wanted to tear one open and eat it, but they were just too hot. Now, don't get me wrong, you are encouraged to eat these warm, but you really should give them 2 or 3 minutes just to let them cool a little. But after that, all bets are off. And as my hockey-playing friends in Canada would say, it's time to put the biscuit in the basket. Although that's not a basket, it's just a bowl with a towel in it. But nobody cares. The point is, we're about to eat warm biscuits. And I cannot express how awesome these are. They are so light and moist and flaky and perfect. You are going to be shocked that you made these. No offense. It really is almost unfair that you can make such amazing looking and tasting biscuits with such an easy recipe. I mean, it really is almost like cheating. And of course, if there's a better thing than a spoon of jam or honey on a warm biscuit, I have not come across it, all right? So anyway, whether you just want some hot biscuits to go next to a soup on a weeknight, or you do want a big, beautiful basket of these biscuits sitting next to your holiday meal, I really hope you give this truly delicious and super simple recipe a try. Head over to foodwishes.com for all the ingredient amounts and more info as usual. And as always, enjoy!